Benito.
But we must know what benefit is attending. Therefore, I am trying to explain that there is body and there is the owner of the body. Which is important. There is this dress and the owner of the dress. Simply take care of the dress and do not take care of the owner of the dress, you think that you are good intention.
Taking care of the society or the country is also a good thing.
Society means, suppose you are taking care of your own dress and if you take care of all the men sitting in a dress, you become one of them. This is an improvement. Now you are soaking your own dress, and if you soak the dresses of all these people, then you are elevated to the position of a water. If you are satisfied to become a water, that is very good. But that is not very important. The real important thing is whether you should take care of the dress or the owner of it. That is true. The people are interested to become water. But they are not interested that you have to take care of the owner of it. That is true. So therefore, spiritual knowledge begins when you understand that this body is not important. The owner of the body. That is spiritual knowledge. Otherwise, simply to take care of one's own dress and take care of many others' dress. So that is nothing.
But who is responsible for being this body in this?
Huh?
Who was responsible for bringing this
you person? You are selected your own dress. That's why you are in white dress. And he is in grounded. That is your creation. You like this like this, you like this one. So, how is there? You are different. That is you.
Who
you are, therefore, example, you do not know who you are. Yeah.
And the owner of the body is responsible for this body also.
Oh, yes.
If that be so, then why should there be a conflict? Why should there be a conflict between the two?
Conflict?
Conflict between the soul.
There is no conflict. I am saying, you are taking care of this death, that's good. But simply for taking care of the death, if you forget yourself, then you are a foolish. That is
not. There is no conflict.
There is no
conflict.
But you do. People are interested in the grace of
That is foolish.
Suppose you are driving one car. You are driving one car, the car is also important, but you are not the car. But if you think that you are the car, then you are foolish. You have to take care of the car so far because it is flying, it is giving you service. You must keep in order, very clean, but very nice. But if you simply have go and the service of the car, you don't take care of yourself.
So for ordinary men, it's very difficult.
Okay. It's not the ordinary man is foolish. Learned man is thinking.
But it is very difficult.
Not very difficult.
It's a naked soul.
Naked, there is no question of naked soul is there, but you have no eyes to see. Naked soul is there, but it is so small, you cannot see. The dimension of the naked soul is living in this atma. Pirishārta sattavāra sattavāra. One 10,000 part of the people is here. So it is not possible to see by your this present habits. But there is, there is no doubt.
How is it open?
Yeah, my knowledge. Therefore, Krishna Guru gives you knowledge. Knowledge which you cannot experience by your senses, as you tell it more. You have to hear from the authority. Abhāna-manase-gosa, which is beyond your mind and intelligence, we have to hear from your authorities. Just like father, he wants to know his father. He cannot see. He must know it from the authority and mind. Similarly, therefore called living knowledge. Living knowledge means but the man is beyond the capacity of your senses that you have to hear from the right source. Pradvijnana Khamsa Guru Me Vagya said. And that is the teaching in the Bhagavad Gita. Then the things become so complicated for those who submitted to Krishna. Sishasti Ham Sadhuman to Brahma. And then he taught him Bhagavad Gita. And the first teaching of Bhagavad Gita is this, that you are not this body. Hero, one has to become, robust. Then he learns. It is immense restless of the body at the animal side. They cannot understand. If you bring some dog and instruct the dog, my dear sir, you are not this body. It is not possible. But here, if one is not dog, he can. jeopardy his body, So that is the beginning of spiritual.
What is jiva?
Jiva means he rest. Jiva. His brain is cool, sober. That means hyperglass.
He's sitting.
Simply. And chaprasi, he's busy. And chaprasi gets the qualities and he gets patterns. But he's doing nothing. The deep important is many, many times greater than the chaprasi. So jiva means sober. He will become sober, not reckless. That's important. Jiva is important. There are two classes. Jiva and Abhira. Abhira means honest, fully busy. And jiva means sober, distant from the body. But such kind of karma is simply create disturbance. You must know what is karma. But none of it moves on top. You should understand what is karma.
Thank you. I'm very grateful to you for your very kind part.
I don't think anyone's had an opportunity, and so far it's certainly been exchanging. But the rate
it is said,
What is the qualification for understanding?
What is the qualification for understanding? It is in such a way. Raja Sangha is topmost class. Raja, government, or the king. So, simply the government man or the king will not suffice. He must be initiated. Simply. So, topmost man in the society at the same time. He must be saint. That is the qualification of understanding Bhagavad Gita. Krishna uses this word. Even Radha said it.
Sometimes we see that an Indian is living at least a more saintly life than the life that we have led. But sometimes we are more qualified to hear than some Indian men.
You can learn about qualification. Viva. What I say, you hear is better. And those who are aviva, they can sometimes I do. You can come this side. True word is very important. One is in the beginning, one has to be zero, not restless. Restlessness is far good. Enemy. The child is restless. He cannot understand. An animal is the act of God. Sometimes the human is silent before the master. Not all, just everything is not silent. So, this understanding that I am not this body is not possible for a restless person. That I am not this body. The special is mentioned in the word Viva. He must not be a restless animal. Always busy. Just like monkey. Monkey is always busy. But as soon as monkey comes, everyone knows it's very busy. He can jump very high. And immediately they take a skip. Get out, get out, get out. Easy fool. Fool if he remains a little silent. So he does less harm. But if he's busy, he's more harm. So this is the position that is known that people have kept the animal civilization and they are busy. So they are creating more harm. So it is not for the good of the society. They are creating more harm. The Jihadmuru Ji is the conception of the enemies. The Shahmuru Ji, from a Jihadmuru Ji, Sajik Paramdhat, Sukhamu is the Ji, Jati Sambuddhi, Salilena Parviti, Janesu Aviti, Parva Gopam. So the Jihadmuru Ji and his body His head is strong and thin. The pin, the Atma Buddhi, extended his raven. And that guy was thinking that the bhakti is taking care of his own body. Our own dress. But they say, you shall not take care of thy body, for Agar's body also, my son's body, my grandson's body, my grandson's body. So that means extending the activity of taking care of the dress. So that I said, that the Vasanam is taking care of many people there. But that does not mean that he is very elevated. He is nothing but a Vasanam. But people are interested to take care of them. His body, his time, his poverty are there. We are changing the dress. But so long, we are interested in the dress of the body, not of the body, but the person who has got this body, to remain as it. Sarva Bhuta. The people and not prepared even to hear about this distinction that I am not this body, you are not this body. What I'm saying is that trained up, educated people in such a way that the more you think yourself as this body, I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, and you feel and act like that, and create trouble like that, then you are called to life. Listen. This is the different commandments. The more you keep yourself in this darkness of accepting this body and yourself, nationality, society, family, community, then but we are speaking about different platforms. Our movement is Krishna consciousness. So Krishna begins his teaching from a different platform. Beginning from the platform of the soul, Deva Sopranam is teaching to Arjuna beginning, first of all convincing him that you are not his body. And he is describing the nature of the soul. Sajayate na virativa padati. No, I'm not in so many ways. Alaska, Sutta, so many. When does this work? We'll find out.
What is the verse about?
Two twenty. This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble, and can be neither burned nor dried. He is everlasting, all-pervading, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same.
This is the teacher and the soul. What is the first one?
Acheja.
Asusta.
Acheja, unbreakable.
Acheja. Acheja. Now, chinta means it can be cut. Like, just like this is wood, it can be cut by the saw. It can be cut. Then, abhijjam, adajjam. Adajjam. The wood can be burned. So, it is that. This soul cannot be touched and cannot be burned. Then?
A pleasure.
A pleasure. That is, put into, put into the water, it will be moist. But it is not cold. It will become moist. That means the time element. Earth, water, air, fire, ether, all these five elements can be touched, can be worked, can be burned, can be dried up. But he is giving negative definition that soul cannot be done like that. Therefore, it is not a machine. That's why I say that education has been so wrongly given that blessedness like that. This is the modern thing. The beginning of spiritual education is another. Why they make further progress of spiritual life. Beginning, everything is in the soul that's going to come. Therefore, I'm saying that it's meant for the zero, for the reality. Not for the men who are like animals. I have a group of their bodily conception is so strong that they cannot hear even what is so. That's so dumb. Manda, sumanda, what are you? Manda,
mandya. It seems now that it's the people from the West who want to hear.
Because
why is that?
They are now experienced on the bodily comfort. And they have seen it that simply a bodily comfort you cannot be had. They have come to this stage.
What's in the take birth in the West, man?
Huh?
The sports doesn't take birth in America.
Not hard. They are fortunate. Those are so fortunate they are like opposing. The Western people, they are now opposing these things. They are not fortunate. So everywhere there are fortunate and unfortunate. But mostly in this area, they are unfortunate. Either in the Western countries or in this country, they are unfortunate. Mostly. They cannot understand. In India, at least those are not very educated, Mata people. They believe transmigration and this way. They very easily believe. Because culture is based on that. Purvajanma, Purvajanma. They believe that if I sinfully, then I will have to suffer, right? And because I did not do properly, that I'm suffering in this life. But the so-called educated people, they are trying to set aside this. They say superstition. The leader said that India being more stress on the soul, not on the body, India position so leader. This is the leader from the big leader. Therefore, the so-called leaders are not a scholar, the right no son was Gita. But they never give any idea of future. They utilize Bhagavad Gita for material. This is it. Respect our big leader, Gandhi. He was supposed to be very strict follower of Bhagavad Gita. He has never interacted with our preacher.
Srasri Maharaj was telling a story when he went back from the Ganges. Srasri Maharaj was telling a story when he went back from the Ganges, where it said that Gandhi, after he's supposed to be Mahatma, and after he won victory over independence, and his activity, and they said, now you can stop meeting, you can stop counseling throughout India. He says, no, how do we do this? And Mohammedans, Muslims, they're eating meat.
Yeah.
So what kind of cigars do you do?
There is heat and light. And as soon as after evening, the sun is off, not from the sky, but from outside, there is darkness. So, this consciousness is the rays of shining of the soul. As soon as the soul is off from this body, the shining of the soul, a consciousness, is completely wrong. Everyone is good or not?
So,
I have to try to ask. have been trained up not to become so.
So
Chinese and Vedic civilization to teach the young class on the menu how to become so. And that meditation, I'm a regulator. That's the next. Brahmachari Guru Gure Vapam Dham Dham Kandhya Sko. Where is our Pandit?
Yes.
All find out the Ramana dictionary, what is the meaning of dhanga?
Dhanga.
Vatam dhanga guru. What is the dhanga? Dhanga means soka. And the Brahmachari Ashram means to train him how to become peaceful. That is the first thing, not that. So, make him very good scholar and drama. It is not said that. Then he is a first thing is how to make him so happy.
In Dhanka, from verbal root dumb. Chained, broken
yes.
In,
yes.
Restrained, subdued.
This is the first thing. Animals will not be able to.
The animal.
The word chained refers to animals.
Yes. It's the venture. So, generally, yes. From the very beginning, they are not same. So, even in older age, same and same as dog. Mm. The dog, old dog and new dog, same. That means that the dog has become old, he's not same.
No.
Same, that is another thing. It has to be trained. And that is possible for a human. You cannot make enemy sound better. So if a human being from the very beginning of his life is not trained now to become restrained, is this the general word?
Yeah. Yes, restrained. Subdued.
Then there is no chance. Prachayana Noale Mahatmaswara Kasta. If you want to bend the bamboo, when it is green, you can do it. And if it is yellow, a cat, you can break. Kasta. This is Bengali Kasta. You take one yellow bamboo to bend it, it is crack, make sound, cat, cat. But when it is green, you can Prachayana Noale, Pracha means green. Prachayana Noale, Master of the Dead. But human civilization begins when you restrain the children not to become restless. Brahmachari to be given for some dance. Guru. This training is black. Celebrating in the morning, the water landing. I am bodily conscious, and I am training other consciousness to become bodily conscious, to feel that India, to feel that America, to feel that Englishman. This is to do. The same, they have no good to have this body extended. They extended feeling of body consciousness. It's a kind of consciousness. The body consciousness in general. Why you're taking it? You could get glass here. One day you will get
it.
Dawa water. Oh, here is not Dawa water. This is Dawa water.
There is dog water in the truck. On the other hand, you can see it.
You can take it. This is bending to the path. The trend is children how to become restrained, subdued, some heavy. Then you take our attitude.
What is the process for subduing?
Then the need should have simply for the benefit of the Guru. This is the one. He has no personal interest. He will go by the order of Guru to beg alms from different householders. They are innocent children. They will go as mother living somehow. And mother also knows the mind carried out his child. They are all there. They will. And whatever collection is there, he is giving it to Guru. So he does not claim that I have collected, it is my problem. No. It is Guru's problem. This is the first thing. He works so hard to collect. But the property belongs to the Guru. Guru is the property. This is the first thing. But that is the meaning of Karman Neva Vikara Sema Parish Pudas. The statement of quoting it, he does not what is meaning. He is Karman Neva, he is engaged to what? To collect. That's why you are doing that. And you are old there, you are writing for the selling book. But you don't take a hardly in it out of the box. That is for the Guru to come, for the benefit of Guru.
That is one of their objections.
Huh?
That the young people
you saw the course from Shastra. This is our training. Guru become all the benefit of Guru. And this is our Shastra. Come on, he comes. This is failure.
Let him go fast.
This is from Professor K.D. Vadpai, Tagore Professor and Head of the Department of Ancient Indian History, Culture and Archaeology, Director Excavation and Exploration, Chairman, the Numismatic Body of India. The poetic excellence of the Bhagavad has been recognized throughout the ages by eminent critics. It is gratifying to see that A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has brought out an exquisite edition of this great work in several volumes. He has given the English rendering of the entire Purana and has very ably interpreted its content. The lucid style of his writing is discernible on every page of the volumes, which have been illustrated suitably. The printing and get-up of the volumes are superb indeed. Swami Prabhupada has been known to me since his sojourn in Vrindavan when I was in charge of the Archaeological Museum Mathura. He has been propagating Krishna Bhakti movement in this country, the USA and Europe. It is to his credit that the Krishna Consciousness Movement has been made a worldwide discipline. He has been following the path of the ancient sages in serving the cause of Indian culture. The philosophy of humanity and all-pervasive love of Indian culture has been effectively advanced by the Krishna Consciousness Movement, of which Swami Prabhupada is the very soul. Besides his commentary on the Bhagavad Purana, Swamiji has written on the Upanishads, the Gita, and on several other works of ancient Bhakti lore. K.D. Vajpayee.
This man took two himself, Mr. Vajpayee.
Yes.
Taking two standing orders.
For himself.
The university.
Oh, the university.
32 more standing
orders. Spala and the university. He loves this father.
Yeah.
I still love him. Every.
See, the thing with this coin is that they did not mint very many copies.
It becomes rare.
That's therefore it becomes rare.
There were 4,000 of these minted in the year when this one was minted. 4,000.
And the.
Yeah.
Yeah.